Plug my book.
You can plug your book.
I can just show you pages from my book.
You can show me pages from your book. Please do.
I have this thing attached. Is this recording?
Do you want it to be recording? Oh, is the camera recording? No, the camera's not recording.
No, the sound thing.
Yeah, the sound thing.
So I should be more careful about what I say.
No, you shouldn't. You should say whatever comes to mind. Yeah.
Even about those communists I work with?
Oh, yes.
Maybe I shouldn't talk about the communists.
I just got an awesome party invitation. In the form of...
To the communist party?
Yeah, to the communist party. It was pretty sweet. So these are the books? These are the book pages?
Yeah. So yeah. And then it's going to be a full color insert.
Who is the project. Illustrator?
My friend Winnie.
Winnie? Really? You were able to employ your friend?
They employed her. They've complained about it ever since. She did pretty good with the illustrations. They say she's completely unprofessional, though.
Oh, in terms of, like, time and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
I feel as though I should have, like, a pipe.
You should definitely have a pipe. I don't know why you don't have a pipe right now.
Because I don't have one. Can I just keep ringing this bell?
So, Randy,
Okay, I'll stop ringing the bell.
What is your name? Where are we?
My name's Randy, and we're at Instructables World Headquarters.
Instructables.
We're in Instructables World. We're in Instructables. Take.
All right, here. Let's do a dramatic slow pan. Randy, who are you and where are we?
You just told me who I am. I'm Randy.
Randy, are you making this difficult?
Probably.
Yes.
Okay, I'm Randy. We're at the Instructables World Headquarters in beautiful San Francisco, California.
What goes on right outside our door?
Outside our door.
Outside this door.
We're in a big open room. Outside, that's the financial district out there, and...
Does financial stuff happen in here?
In here, I hope so. Or would it still be here?
Cool. Well, so, one of the reasons why I really wanted to talk to Instructables was because... it's one of the places that people keep pointing towards when they say, well, like, you can see DIY is really becoming very important nowadays because the, like, Make magazine's coming out, Instructables is really popular, and why do you think there's so much interest in, like, doing stuff yourself? Like,
I mean, for a good part of human history, people did things themselves, and it's only recently, since industrialization, that people haven't been. So I think there's something inherent in human nature to want to produce and make and create things. So, yeah, that's my answer.
I guess we could talk about some of the stuff that you make.
Unicorns.
Unicorns? How important are unicorns?
Unicorns have been present throughout many cultures in world history. I can't really name those cultures or why they were important, but unicorns, man, unicorns. Put unicorns on things.
Make everything better. Basically, you've made all this stuff, and you get to do that at work.
I haven't made all this stuff. Like, these stickers were made by someone who I know, who makes awesome stuff, named Evan Roth. He founded the Graffiti Research Lab and Fat Labs, and I'm looking at your nose.
You're looking at my nose. Look how big it is.
Should I say that again?
Nas. Say whatever you want.
It's just me and the camera.
Just you and the camera.
Yeah, right. So basically, those were made by Evan. And Evan makes awesome stuff.
What goes on, you know, like, underneath your shirt? Oh, shoot! More shirt!
It's actually the Statue of Liberty, because freedom. America and freedom is very important in DIY culture.
Is the FFF for the beginning of FATLAB?
FFF.
If each of those stands for freedom.
Yeah.
You're going to make an acronym for your shirt.
Free, 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 free art and technology.
What does it really stand for?
FFFFFF. Free art and technology.
Free art and technology, but they just decided to...
Well, you have to pronounce the fat.
Fat. Make sure that's really nice and juicy.
Yeah.
Okay, let me look over here. So, what do you make?
What do I make?
Yeah.
I made this thing. It kind of glows, but it's not plugged in, so it doesn't glow. And I made this mixer. Well, I didn't make it, so halfway made. Halfway made this mixer. And I generally make things that are fun. I like making things that are unique. Personal, just weird, that are wouldn't come into this world unless I brought them into this world. You know what I'm saying?
Unless Randy Serafan himself.
Because no one else in their right mind would make this stuff.
Pretty much. Pretty much. You're pretty much right on the ball there. What is?
I don't want to be.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean it like that.
I'm trying to think of, like, what is the one thing that is... Well, I guess it's Schnoise, really, isn't it? That's supremely Randy.
Well, Schnoise is me
well,
and my brothers.
You and your brothers, but, like, what's one thing that you've made that isn't... That wouldn't have been existing except for you?
Oh. There it is. The twittering office chair.
Oh, what does it do?
When you fart, it twitters.
Why?
What?
Why?
Because it can.
Well, you know what? I think there was a rationale behind why.
I really just like Twitter. Don't quote me on that. Anyway, other things I've made. There are... Well, that was collaboration.
Well, yeah, let's talk about collaboration. A lot of these projects you work on alone, but a lot of the spaces that we're visiting, it's people getting together and making stuff. Do you do that, or are you like...
Yeah, I definitely like to collaborate with people when I can find someone crazy enough to want to work on something I want to work on. Like this award right here, that we got... Collaboration. We got this award because we collaborated together and made this really wonderful thing called the Joydick, which is a wearable gaming controller for male gameplay. And that's what this award is for. It's for our collaboration, our initiative to work together to produce this thing, bring into the world this controller. But definitely collaboration, seriously, is important. I'm part of this organization called FAT, Free Art and Technology, and we are all located all over the globe. There's someone in Hong Kong, Germany, Netherlands, Mexico, some other places I can't remember right now. And we collaborate through the internet, making all kinds of things. Sometimes we collaborate in person. There's other people around somewhere in the city. So.
Yeah, so that's the question. Like, a lot of these people, a lot of these things can happen over the internet. Do you think having a physical space is necessary for...
Yeah, it definitely helps. We were just nominated for a fancy yeah?
I just wanted to say, I'm not being mic'd, this is directional, and you have a lapel. So you gotta be like, oh yeah, you know what? You're right, collaboration is pretty necessary, we were just nominated for it.
Oh, okay.
Or like, rephrase it or something.
All right, collaboration is physical.
Yeah, yeah.
Physical collaboration is definitely pretty necessary because basically that's not what I want to say. Let me start over.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I definitely think physical collaboration is important because we have been working over the internet for a real long time. We're just nominated for Fancy Schmancy European Art Award, and it would be the first opportunity a lot of us have to meet and get to actually physically meet each other, which I think is very important part of the process, because right now we've been collaborating through the internet, which isn't quite the same as actually having physically in the same spot at the same time working on something together.
How have you guys been working together on the internet?
Through mailing lists. Well, we've been working together on the internet through mailing lists, internet chat, Instant Messenger, and just emailing stuff back and forth. A lot of it's web-based, so it makes it pretty easy. Working on physical stuff over the internet is a little trickier. Sometimes people mail things to each other, but yeah.
Cool. There's a whole bunch of questions that I have here. Oh, okay.
Why? Actually, let me say something. A lot of the collaboration FatLab does with one another, like physical, actual making things, they actually will meet up in person. Like recently, they were making an eye tracking thing for someone with ALS, which is basically Lou Gehrig's disease, and everyone met up in LA. Two or three people came to work on the software, one or two people came to work on the hardware, a few people came to document, other people came to drink beer, and basically everyone converged on this one spot from all over the globe, and they made that happen, which is pretty cool.
And they made this eye tracking device for this guy, and they peaced out in the wind, like ninjas.
Well, no, it was a graffiti artist, because they're into graffiti and street culture and whatever. And he had Lou Gehrig's disease, and he could only move his eyes at this point. So they made something that he could wear, which tracks his eye movement so he could draw graffiti using the software they developed. And then they projected really big on buildings in LA.
That sounds awesome.
It was pretty awesome.
Okay, name 10 things that are awesome.
10 things that are awesome? Unicorns? Unicorns? Unicorns are awesome. Okay, that's number 10. I still get 9 more, right? Bilal's awesome, that's number 9. Paul and the other guy who I don't really know. So that's 7, 8. Hacker Spaces, 6. Pizza, 5. Got 4 more, man. What else is awesome? This is chocolate. That's a lot of food. I have to diversify. Rock and roll, free love. I already said unicorns. Seahorses, they are pretty cool.
Okay.
I'm not done yet. I still have like 2 or 3 more. You're gonna have to listen to all of this. Awesome. This is tough. Alarm bells. Mirror shades. And lastly.
There's so many things that are awesome. How could you be having trouble figuring it out?
Okay, let me see.
The spaceships.
No, not spaceships. Anarchism.
Okay, anarchism is pretty awesome.
Imagine if there were spaceships with like aliens, they'd probably be an anarchist society.
Anarchist aliens. It starts with A. Okay.
Alliteration.
Alliteration is awesome. Where do you think new ideas come from?
I don't think there are new ideas.
Where do you think old ideas came from?
Conglomerations of even older ideas. Which are basically come from direct experience, like I step on my finger, that's going to hurt. That was incredibly stupid nonsense because I shouldn't be stepping on my own finger. But like, I think things like stepping on one's own finger and like putting a burning coal in one's ear, all those add up to produce like more complex thoughts. And they just build on each other until you like make mixing boards with unicorns on them.
Or the internet.
Or the internet. The internet has a series of tubes.
It resulted from people stepping on their fingers and sticking holes in their ears. Okay, 10 things you can do with a banana peel.
Is that really?
Yes, it's on the list.
You're gonna kill me here. Okay. Okay. 10 things you can do with a banana peel. Contrary to popular belief, you cannot smoke them. Not that I've ever tried, but it's just there's no science behind that, it doesn't work. You could slip on them. You could compost them. You could throw them away. How many is that? That's only 3. I gotta do like 7 more things with the banana peel. Wear it as a hat. Noah has some really crazy suggestions for what you can do with a banana peel involving like heating up and putting it up. Never mind, but that's number 6. I'm not gonna get into the details of what you could do with a banana peel once you heat it up, and you can figure that out if you're male. Yeah, don't look so horrified. Anyway, number 5. You could use them as roller skates or something thereabout on nice shiny floors like this one. 4 more. You could take pictures of them and put them on the internet. You could take pictures of them with your cat and then put it on the internet. You could take pictures of it. You can make stop motion animations of it dancing like that and put it on the internet. It's peanut butter and jelly time. That's 2 more, right? You could dry them out and display it on your mantle. And probably something good. Use a skin moisturizer.
I think that's the best one so far. So, I don't know if you were there, but that's something I really like to do is like pick something and then rate as many different uses for it as possible.
You have too much free time. I should rephrase that so the camera gets this. In doing that, by picking things and writing as many possible uses for. You have too much free time.
Okay, so I guess since this is a documentary about hackerspaces, one of the questions that I've been asking as I go is I'm trying to figure out what people think the word hacker means. Because everyone seems to be defining it for their own purposes. What do you think hacker means?
Okay. I don't like the word, honestly. I think it's silly, but if I had to, you're not going to like this. But I saw this movie once, right? And I think it's like... Okay, so this movie is called... Hacker. Alright, here's the reason I don't like the term hacker. I'll tell you why. Basically, it's received a lot of negative connotations for things which I think people who willingly brand themselves as a hacker, unless they're like 12 years old, I don't think want the negative connotations associated with what it's come to be known as. And that's why I don't really like the term from the onset, because I think it's kind of labeling yourself negatively. In terms of, I mean, you label yourself so people understand you better, and basically you're labeling yourself with something that people don't understand, and I think that's kind of bad in terms of branding.
What is this movie?
There's this movie called Hackers in which Angelina Jolie takes off her shirt. That's why most people know this movie. But basically, there's a bunch of kids and they defeat this evil hacker who works for this multinational conglomerate corporation nasty thing. And they're floating around in this virtual reality space. And they're like, fighting in networks of like towers and blocks and hack the planet. Yes, that came from that movie, I believe. Hack the planet.
So, let me ask, like, why do you think all of these places that are right now labeling themselves as hyperspaces are popping up?
I'm gonna replace the tape. How much was lost?
Not much.
Oh, okay.
Well,
it gives me more time to think about the question. Why are they popping up?
Yeah, because really, like, right now, within the last, the last few months.
Maybe I'm being cynical, but I think a lot of it's trendy.
Well, yeah, that's my question. Is it a fad?
I think to some extent, yes. But I think also there's a much larger undertone that these people have tapped into. Am I being filmed still? What do I think that is?
Yeah, what's the undertone?
I think it's a backlash against an entire lifetime of basically being given these things which you don't understand, you can't really engage with on any meaningful level, and have just been like handed to you. And I think people just want to understand the things that surround them. I mean, because that's generally what people do, like, create meaning. And we're living in a world, a postmodern world, blah, blah, blah. But basically, people have become so detached from the world they live in that things are almost meaningless. Yeah, I'll never be able to say that ever again.
Aw, Randy. So, I guess the question really is, what do you think, why do you think all these hyperspaces are popping up right now? And why is it hilarious?
I don't know. Why are they popping up, hackerspaces popping up? Like pimples on the landscape.
Why are hyperspaces forming together right now?
I think part of the reason they're forming, as I mentioned earlier when we were talking, is that it's just kind of trendy right now to create a hackerspace. That aside, I think there's definitely a much larger undercurrent involved in people making these, and I think. Why are they popping up in the landscape? Basically, can I start over?
Yeah, you can start over. And you can start over as many times as you want.
You can't do that during an interview.
Do what during an interview?
Distract me. It's like move the camera around.
Well, I wish I had a secondary guy manning the camera, but I don't.
Where are you?
I have to slow pan myself as you say something dramatic.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, so why are hackerspaces popping up? Part of it, as I've said earlier a couple of times, I'll start over. Action! Why are hackerspaces popping up? Part of it's, I think, just it's popular right now, it's kind of trendy. A lot of people are getting a lot of exposure and seeing this and saying, oh, that's kind of cool. But I think there's a much larger undercurrent making people say, oh, that's kind of cool, which is people just generally want to understand the things that surround them. Because for a long time, everyone's surrounded by objects which have just been kind of handed to them in systems they don't fully understand. And rabbit ears. Okay.
He was about to lay down some knowledge and you distracted him.
Yeah, I'm never going to do that ever again.
Oh.
I was so close to almost repeating myself for what I said when I was not on camera.
I just lost the opportunity to last forever.
Do you have anything to say?
Sure.
Okay.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
One second.
I think you need a chair.
I have to zoom out.
Come join the conversation.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
Put on a robot head. Oh, it definitely fits. Fits me.
Come on, Ed. I got to do the robot head.
Don't hurt yourselves there.
Don't hurt yourself, children.
Man, this is awesome. Yeah, well, inside a robot.
I want to get a voice thing in there.
Yeah. Now you have to tell me I'm a little short for a stormtrooper. Okay. What are your questions?
So, one of the questions are...
Can you hear her in there?
Really quiet. You have to translate.
I'll yell. Wait, are there buttons or something?
No, you're just going to have to yell.
Or you can give her the lapel. That'll work better.
All right, I'll give you the microphone.
You're just... I don't know, if you put it inside here...
That will be
really
loud.
Hold on,
one second, I can tell you how
to. Oh. But then you can't hear me. But I'm the genius voice of a generation.
Hey, Michael.
Hey. Hang on. I'm still trying to stick it on.
Yeah, I can't
get it up. Rachel, I'm gonna let you finish, but I just wanted to.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Do I sound like I'm talking in a barrel?
It does sound like you're talking in a barrel.
That's because I am.
But it's because you are. So, I guess first things first, where are we and who are you guys?
Instructables headquarters. World headquarters of Instructables.com.
You should sit in that chair.
I'm a robot. There's something on that chair. If you move it, I'll sit in it.
I moved it off the chair.
Oh, okay.
This is so goofy. I guess it's only right, really.
Well.
Oh, let's see here. Let's turn the camera.
I wish we could make the eyes glow.
Opinion on the matter is that glowing eyes would, in fact, enhance the situation and the experience that we all find ourselves in.
So are we talking with a robot that is always right?
Of course. All robots are always right. You understand a robot is incapable of making a mistake because it is a programmed intelligence.
Should we? Yes. Okay, cool. So I guess let's ask... Wow, these are really silly questions to ask a robot that knows everything. So let's make
A difference between knowing everything and always being correct.
Always being correct.
Yes, there's a significant difference. Nobody can know everything, even a robot with a very large memory system, because there is simply too much knowledge in the world to fit in a memory system that we have any chance of constructing. There's also a number of things that nobody knows and that are in fact unknowable for a number of reasons. So a robot does not know everything. However, what a robot does know, it knows correctly.
So,
shut up.
Randy with that mustache and that sombrero. And then Rachel and a robot. I'm sorry, I don't know if I can do this. Okay. Let's just try to figure out, what do you think the cultural atmosphere that bred things like Make and Instructables was? That's kind of, yeah, that's it.
Well, it is in fact a microorganism that causes this. It's not E. coli, but it is a closely related one. And it spreads through contact. And when you go to things like Maker Faire or other gatherings of this sort and you shake hands with other hackers, then the microorganism comes off on you and then you are infected yourself. It's somewhat like zombieism.
Get ready?
She's not going to let me talk.
Does this happen every day at work?
Pretty much. Except on a more institutional scale.
I know. Maybe you should go first, and then I can correct you instead of you having to wait for my pearls of wisdom.
Robots are never wrong.
Exactly.
So, what do we ask you? How do you think Instructables fits into this picture?
Instructables is the world leader in this picture. This picture always contains Instructables. I'm sorry, Randy. Carry on.
Okay. Instructables. Look at this. Let's look at this picture again. Instructables. This. Let's say Lenin here was like Make Magazine, and the unicorn represented something else. Instructables would be Eve right here, the naked woman in the middle. Instructables gave birth to it all. Without Instructables, there would be no DIY.
It would be DY.
Actually, DIY existed long before Instructables.
Instructables did, however, birth the current incarnation of it. You're absolutely correct in that.
And I would go further to say it's DIT, do it together, or DIO, do it ourselves. It's inclusive, it includes everyone.
Including robots.
Including robots.
That is which. And then, that means we have 30 minutes.
30
which
minutes.
Which is a long time.
I can't do this for 30 minutes. It's really hot.
Oh.
It's really hot in there.
Okay. Well.
I could put my ass in it.
What? Do you mean you could
no,
sit on it?
No,
I don't think it could fit.
No, probably not.
Let me do a white balance. Could you hold this right here?
Those are tiny questions.
Those are tiny
questions. Wow, how do you do that?
Can you hold it a little bit lower? This way? Down? Yes, there we go. Just like do this. No, you're good. Excellent.
You should get a shot of me putting on the hat so it makes sense and, like, continuity.
The monkey represents sharing.
No, really? Oh, I forgot about that. Is that why monkeys are... Yeah, you know what? Here, we could talk about that. Why are monkeys so important to Instructables?
Monkeys? Because Instructables... I don't mean to take a religious or political stance, but we wholeheartedly believe in evolution. And we evolved from monkeys to make you a website.
Also, they fly out of our asses from time to time, which is vital. You have to understand.
Do you think we need permission from Eric and Christy to use any of this?
I think they would give us permission. Why wouldn't they?
I forgot about it.
Well, we're as good of representatives of the website as anyone else. Do you want the hat? We could trade.
It's like you guys are hanging out and the robot is sticking out right in the middle. That's kind of amazing. It's just...
So I wish the robot had a hat. It won't stay on the robot, I've tried.
So some of the things that I was thinking about is, what do you guys think the general...
I need to take the hat, it's hitting the back of my chair.
Passing of the hat. It's customary in our religion.
Pass it frequently.
People...
The hat.
Person to person.
Yes.
Whoever, don't want to wear this right now.
Whoever wears the hat is the one who has to cook the donuts for everybody else.
Cook them.
You know, deep fry them.
Not bake.
Donuts are not baked as a rule.
There's instructions online.
Check instructables.com/ID/donuts.
We better get that there.
He's not going to have this out for months, not years.
I know. Okay. We have time.
We should totally do a donut instructable. That would be awesome. There might be one already.
Yeah. Ours will be better because we'll have the URL. We'll have that hat.
The hat alone.
Floating. Donut hats.
Oh my god. Hats are like donuts with cones in the middle.
Yes. So if we made the donuts big enough, we could wear them on our heads. That would totally work.
Andy, you're coming up with the robot. That's fine. Okay.
Sorry, robot.
Are we good?
That's pretty good. Okay.
The robot is named Gumdrop.
Really?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Just now.
Gumdrop the robot. What is the other one called?
That's Gumdrop 2. It's the same robot. You know, it's an image of Gumdrop. It's not a robot. This is a image of the robot.
Oh, yeah. Right.
It's a replicant.
It's a
same circuitry.
Well, different. You know, it can be copied. Exactly. Yes.
Okay. So, why do you think documentation is really important for projects? I mean, that's what Instructables does, but why is it so important?
For sharing. It's for the monkeys. Monkeys is for sharing.
Okay.
And if, we all are well aware that if you had 1,000 monkeys and they all typed for 1,000 years, they would turn out Shakespeare, but what is less known is that they would also turn out all of Instructables. See?
You need more than 1,000 monkeys for that.
I think we have 1,000,000 monkeys, actually. All typing away, turning out Instructables. Taking pictures with crappy cell phone cameras and sharing with the other monkeys.
And that's what the internet is for.
That is what the internet
it's
is for.
Distributed monkeys. I think that's what the internet is. See, like, the internet is a series of tubes. That's the physical nature.
Through which monkeys flow at high speed.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I do, in fact. Most people are aware of the internet as a series of tubes, but they are not aware that the internet tubes are, in fact, knitted. But I do have some of these here. This is an internet tube. I don't think that monkey will fit through this one.
This is a very big idea.
We need a fatter pipe for this monkey.
Yeah, this is a high bandwidth monkey.
So we have a fat pipe here, which that monkey can go through on its way to other users on the internet. Really, there's all kinds of tubes that are available to us as, you know, providers of internet services to...
Now it's obviously Comcast.
Well, they haven't actually been assigned yet because they're still, you know, in progress. These are unfinished tubes, but they will be attached to the internet fairly soon. This is what we at Instructables do with our website development time, is we create these tubes and apply them to the internet, and then the monkeys can fly through the tubes and bring Instructables to everyone.
Clearly.
It sounds like you guys have an awesome career.
Yeah.
in terms of knitting the tubes.
You knit the tubes that hold the world together.
Noobs.
You have some fluff on your chin that looks like a beard.
Okay. Well. Normally, I try to find like a flow and see where the conversation leads us to.
Let us to monkeys.
But it definitely has led
us. We could try and put a monkey through the tube, actually. I wonder if I have any fatter pipes. No, most of these are small. This is the fattest pipe I have, and that's a pretty big monkey. The bandwidth is
high. Ultra high bandwidth.
It really is. Lots of kilobytes in that monkey. It's well fed.
Yeah, this is our entire craft section.
Monkey represents sharing the entire craft section.
See, its arms spread so wide to hold.
It embraces all of the craft.
And its feet are long for running through the tube. Limerick. Instructables is a website in which you can share things.
That's the wrong, that doesn't scan.
Right? No.
It once was an ape at Instructables who,
nothing rhymes with Instructables.
There was an Instructables ape who was a peculiar shape. He ran through the tubes, chasing after the noobs, and ate an enormous amount of cake.
We can do better than
that.
Work
on that last one.
That's pretty good for a mission statement for a company. I don't know why I didn't really.
I have it memorized. See, I really internalized.
You don't want to hear the hip hop.
I want to hear the hip hop.
I want to hear the hip hop.
I need the beep.
The hop, the hippity hop hop. Not really a hip hop beep.
Let me see.
Sounds like a lowrider car.
Yeah, I have nothing. Okay. Yo, Instructables is a website on the internet. There are monkeys on the website, and they are really fat. Yo, Instructables. I'm breaking your equipment. I broke it. Aren't you glad you came 3,000 miles to get this interview?
Yes, Randy, I am. If you give me a beat, I'll lay it down.
So, can I ask you a question, if I may?
Sure, yeah.
Is this in any way contradictory to anything like the other people at the other hackerspaces have told you?
Actually, this is the only time I've had fun conducting it. This is the most fun, rather, I've ever had conducting an interview. The interview is alright, I mean, but the entertainment is priceless. Oh, the tubes! So many tubes. I can fit in this one.
Imagine if more official spokespeople actually showed up this evening.
Oh, this would have been awful. Well, you know what? I would. Okay, honestly, I don't know if you guys know the story. It has moved, but you guys have.
That's true. We probably have.
And you guys are sitting kind of far apart, but that's fine. I'm wondering.
Let's reframe this.
I really would like to know what you guys think. Like, I went out to visit Miters, and one of the things I really wanted to do was tie Miters to. It's a ball of yarn. That's really.
You want to tie up Miters?
Yes. I wanted to tie Miters with bright pink yarn at Instructables.
Awesome.
But yeah, like, do you guys know the story of, like, Instructables' origins?
Yes.
Yeah?
okay, so... The elf elders, there was five of them, and they...
You can find out how to make their ears on instructables.
They traveled far and wide, and they ended up in the land by the bay.
And they lost their ears.
They ended up...
They've been searching ever since.
A deep, dark, dank warehouse, and they cast, out of iron, a website.
With monkeys.
With help of helper monkeys. And it was called Destructibles. And,
helper monkeys.
Helper monkeys.
It is quite nearly 10 o'clock at night, and I'm over here talking with a website. Two representatives sitting in front of me. One is wearing the hat and the other showing teeth. What's gonna become of this evening? you wanna try? We can try hip and hop. Just give me a real beat.
I don't know that I can do that.
You can bring it up sing.
No, that's too hard. I thought you said I can't hear you.
Oh yeah, it can kind of hear me. I'm sitting really close to the microphone. But I'm more interested in rapping for you, Randy. Ooh. Okay, so what do you think... Okay, well, let me think. I'm afraid of tossing out any of these ideas.
I could break out the computer and like just
and
load up
a
real beat.
You want to do that?
Maybe later.
Okay, let me just ask Rachel, because you're a participant at NoiseBridge. What do you think the difference between a hackerspace and shared workspace is?
You mean a hackerspace and a shared workspace?
Yeah.
Well, a hackerspace is less organized. And generally, the flow of money is in the opposite direction. The hackers all put money into the hackerspace. A shared workspace, you're theoretically supposed to get money out of it. You're doing the work for the people. It's just a lot less interesting, the whole shared work space.
Is that candy? That's not candy.
Excuse me, I'm leaving the interview.
Does somebody need you, Randy?
No, it's really not, is it?
Hello? Hey. Not much. I'm okay. I'm at Instructables being interviewed by Bilal, but we can't give... In the Mexican hat with a monkey on it, but we can't give him a straight answer at the moment. But he's trying to ask us about hackerspaces, but I think he's filming me right now, talking to you. Do you want to say hello to him?
Donica?
Yeah.
Hey, Donica!
He says hello.
I did not say hello. I said, hey, Donica!
She says hey back.
Hey! What's going on? What you wearing?
He wants to know what you're wearing. She says a general schmoo.
General schmoo?
No,
they said it's a Chinese chicken dish. General schmoo. White and squishy. This is getting weirder and weirder. Sorry. I'll call you when I'm on my way home.
Randy, stand behind us and talk. No, hold it.
Yeah? Yeah? Oh. All right, well then, go to sleep and go to class and yeah.